This is August 5th, 1987. My name is Rudy Edmond, and I want to introduce you to some of the people I have learned to know here at Holden Village over the past many years since 1962 when we first started coming here. First person whose picture appears on the screen is William Barquist. And Barquist was here in 1966, but more importantly, he was here from 1928 to 32 and made the original study that provided the Howe Sound Mine with the information they needed to make the commitment to open the Holden Mine. After the mine had been opened and completed and operated for 20 years, then this man, Wes Preeb, when the mine was abandoned, made inquiry about the possibility of getting Holden Village as a gift for the Lutheran Bible Institute in Seattle. This gift, as you know, was made in 1960 and completed in 1961, and we owe a great debt to Wes Preeb. The first man to really manage and shape the village was Gil Berg. And Gil, you see here, is shown as the mayor of Holden. And he became the man in 1960, 61, and 62 that played a very influential role in organizing and cleaning up the village so that it was available for occupancy so that people could come here and enjoy it. Laverne Reakey on the left was the person who put the legal documents in order and became the first chair of the Holden Board, Holden Village Incorporated. Along with him is Leo Bustead, who was also an important person in the shaping of the early program of the village and a member of the board at that time and an important contributor to the village over the years. Merton Strumman on the left was an important person in the church and organizing the youth, and Francis Gamelin was also involved in the same way. They both became involved early in the history of Holden, and you see them here as they appeared when they came in the early 60s to be a part of directing the program and shaping it. Then came Carol Hinderly, who is shown here and is really the person who initiated the retreat program that has gone on for all of these years. Carol served as executive director for 14 years and played a very important role in the program formation. Mary, his wife, you see here, was a very important part of the program as well. And the two worked as a team, and here you see Carol and Mary as they appeared in the early years and for many years during the early part of the history of Holden. Werner and Judy Jansen were here for 20 years. Werner became the business manager, serving with Carol Hinderly. And they served the village until, for 20 years, from 1963 on until Werner retired from that position. Shown in the middle of the slide here is Hod Laris. And Hod was a professor of biology at Pacific Lutheran University and came here along with Gil Berg to establish a naturalist program here for the village, and that has gone on from that point to the present, And the staff has always been part of the naturalist program into the wilderness area and around Holden Village proper. We owe a great deal to Hod Larris in getting that program underway in the early part of the 1960s. John Mockestad on the left and Al Deering on the right. Mockestad was an important artist and came here and spent time and has left many things in the village that are important. Deering was a collector of money and worked with Carol Hinderley during Carol's reign as executive director. Here's Carol as you see him at the point of dedication of the hydroelectric plant. And this was an occasion that was heralded as a very important step in the development of the village, because from that point on we had a good supply of electricity without necessary burning of diesel fuel. So now the diesel simply stands as a standby. And Carol was served by Darrell Lundby as his assistant, and here you see the two of them as they would appear on a Sunday for the Eucharist that has always been a major event on Sundays in the village and still continues that tradition. The family shown here is the Orlow family. A very important contribution was made by each member of the family in the early days of Holden. And they did many things in the village that they improved the physical plant, gave gifts that made possible transportation, and so became a very important part of the program development. Howard Hong's picture is shown here. Howard was a professor of philosophy at St. Olaf College and came here at the invitation of Carol Hinderley and became an important part of the program shaping and did many things around the village. Particularly influential at the times when new things were being dedicated, the dedication of the sauna and the sewage system and whatever had to be dedicated, Howard became an important part of it. He's shown here as he appeared oftentimes when he came, but then he got into his grubbies, and before long he was one of the active workers around the village and helped build much of what we know of Koinonia area today, the fireplace area. Howard designed and supervised the building of that. Here you see a particular feature of Holden that has persisted, and this is Beanie Lundholm at the piano. And you see a group here in the dining hall, and so this is the beginning of the Beanie Sings, which have gone on from 1963 until the present. And we're grateful for the music of the village, and his wife Gertrude has served as the hostess of Holden Village and still continues to do that after many, many years of being an active part of collecting flowers for the dining room table and all the nice touches that you see around the village. Many of them can be credited to Gertrude. The Norman Hobble family came here in the early 60s, and Norman was a very important part of the religious portion of the program here at Holden Village, and also a dramatist, and was always creating something new for the village, and this has sparked the spirit of the village over the years. Dr. Conrad Bergendorf and his wife Gertrude here on the right in the picture were here in the early years of the 60s and became an important part of the program in the area of theology and teachings, the teaching Bible and whatever needed to be done in the village. The Bill Dirks and his wife Doris are here in the picture, and Bill and Doris have been a part of Holden's development since its very early days. Bill served on the board for many years and continues as the historian of the village and what has gone on in the past. The Will Hertzfeld family have been here and continue to be present in Holden after many years, starting from the early 60s and going on through. Now Teresa is a member of the board, and so we see them frequently in Holden Village. Dr. Bergendorf at the dedication of the hydroelectric plant is shown here, and this is another feature of the activity that he engaged in as the village progressed and he became an important part of it. Ken Erickson is shown here as a member of the teaching staff and was present always here summer after summer for many years serving the faculty. And this is a very important person, Howard Gilling. Howard served as our accountant and auditor and an advisor to the board, but here he's shown at the position of the survey marker, which he found after many years of hunting in the wilderness area for this lost marker. And in front of him is a little red patch that marks the spot from which all the surveying was done, and that has become a very important part of our establishing property lines and so on for the village area. Jean Swihart was here from the early beginning. She came here with the Edmonds to begin with and became an important part of the village, doing many things from the pot shop to the kitchen to gardening and nature hikes. And she was not just an ordinary housewife. And I chose this picture because it really tells the story. Jean was a very versatile person. Her husband, Al Swihart, can be credited with planting the trees that now have grown to become very substantial trees. And in the early 60s, Al saw that this was something that was needed, and he got busy and did it. And he, as you see them here, is carefully watering, and he came here summer after summer, and we thank him for the improvement of the property. One of the great persons who came and shaped the village was Roland Bainton, the great Luther scholar. And here he is from Yale, and he was always carrying his little pad and sketching caricatures around the village, which we're grateful for, and his shaping of the program has been one of great influence. Music has always been a tradition at Holden, and here's Paul Mons and his wife Ruth, and Paul is a noted organist and composer and has given much to Holden in terms of its music and musical heritage. Rosemary Ruther, on the right here, was a Catholic theologian who came here in the early days and entered into the dialogue with the Lutherans here. And shown on the left-hand side of the picture is Paul Fanning, who was also not a Lutheran and shaped the program by being present, asking questions, contributing and always a good stimulus and a good financial supporter of the village itself. John Schramm came as the next executive director and put his stamp on the village in his own way and served the village well as director for several years. His wife, John, you can see here at the loading dock, a very active, energetic man, and present around the village to do whatever was necessary. Here's his wife, Mary, and Mary ran the bookstore and much of the program, and she's conversing here with Gertrude Lundholm. John had as his assistant Jim Fish, and Jim and John worked together on program and on devotions and various things in the village, from the planning of the program and so on. Herb Brokering and his wife, you see here, with Jean Swihart, and again, a very important person in the development of drama and religion and various creative activities around the village in the early days. Walt Bowman was an important contributor to the theology of the village and to the development of its program, and you see his wife here at the right, and in the background you see Doris Edmond, my wife, in the distance in the center part of the picture. Leo Bustet is a colorful lecturer, and he's not only a colorful man with words, but he manages to get on an attire that helps portray the color and the interest that he sparks in the village in the program. A scientist, a noted scientist, and has done much for the village in terms of the Science and Technology Committee and promoting things that would be helpful for the village in the area of science and technology. The Lutz, Charles Lutz and his wife Hertha, and Charles has become an important person in that he has written the 25-year history, Surprising Gift, that has now just been published and is available, which summarizes what has happened in the past. Here's John Schramm with Jim Fish, and Rasmussen here, Larry Rasmussen, who became program director under John. And this was an important step in the development of the organization of programs here at the village. And these three men played an important role in the program in the early days. And here's Elmer and his wife, Ginny Witt. Elmer Witt became the next executive director of Holden Village and is still present as director and working with the promotion of the things that have happened in the past and keeping the program very much as it has been over the years as it was established. Here you see Leo Bustead and Elmer Witt conversing out by the hotel before Leo was taking off on the bus. Here's Elmer again, surrounded by people in the village here, members of the board and others, and a very active participator in the village affairs. Signe Bustad in the center of the picture with Gertrude Lundholm here on the left. Signe is the wife of Leo and has been a part of the village from its very early days. The Lloyd Petersons, Esther and Lloyd have been active. They are not Lutherans, but they have taken a very active part in developing things at Holden and served on staff on many occasions to improve things. Paul, we, a person coming from the third world as a missionary representative, and brought very important emphasis to the program from the third world point of view. And we're very indebted to him for promoting this kind of thing within the village. To the right here, facing Carol Hinderly, is Paul Hain, a teacher of economics and a very influential person in the early establishment of the programs here at the village, and often conducting very spirited kinds of discussions relating to economics and ethics and various kinds of things with a religious undertone to them that became important. Paul Hansen, professor from Harvard University Divinity School, has been here as a faculty member and contributing to the program here at Holden Village. The Brunels, Phil Brunel and his wife. Phil and Doris Edmond have teamed up to do many of the songs that are now in the book called The Beanie Sing. And Phil is an organist, a musician of note from Minneapolis, and has come here for many years to help in the music of the program. Here you see a typical mine hike, and Rudy Edmond is shown here conducting one of the mine hikes that have gone on since the early 60s, so this has become a tradition of the village. Erling and Marge Wold have been here at different times on faculty, and both have made important contributions to the village over the years. Finally, I want to remind you, I'm Rudy Edmond, and this is my picture on a mine hike, but what I mainly want to say at this point is that I would appreciate having you contribute slides that I might add to this sequence so that I can complete more adequately the representation of people who have been important shapers of the village over the years. So if you have things you can give me at the museum or that I can add to the program that's represented here, please let me know. So thank you for listening, and this is the beginning of an introduction of people who have played an important role in the development of the program at Holden Village. Thank you.